same way that if we plow up a field and don't do anything with it, it will grow something back. So what I want to talk today about is consciousness. Because the choices that we make can only be made from the current state of consciousness that we're in. Take a deep breath. We can only make choices from the state of consciousness that we're in. We can't make choices from a state of consciousness that we are not in. We can only make choices from the state of consciousness that we are in. And if we want any lasting change in our life, we have to have a change of consciousness. Consciousness is our awareness. Consciousness is our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs about life. Consciousness is how we relate, react, respond to our environment and to the experiences that we find ourselves in. And what I want to talk about today are four states of consciousness. This has nothing to do with Mother's Day, so we're just going to set that aside. The first state of consciousness is called to me. And you might notice that when you're saying, they did that to me. This happened to me. Oh my gosh, look at this. It's to me. And when we're in that to-me state of consciousness, and I'm just going to go ahead and use dualistic languaging, and if you want to clean it up in your own mind, you can. We're at the lowest state of consciousness. We're at the lowest state of consciousness when we're looking at the world as to-me because we're living in separation. We're saying there's some kind of power out there, whether it's God has done it to me, or whether it's the government or the economy or our family or our significant others or our car, you know, that darn gas gauge. That car ran out of gas again. It's doing it to me. It's that whole set of ideas that creates dualistic experiences in our life which leave us powerless. And I don't know about you, but I know about me that when I'm in a state of powerlessness, one of the first things that I go to is blame. So whenever I find myself being in a state of powerlessness, which I created out of my own state of consciousness that was at to me, what do? I turn around and blame somebody. And I say, that gas was too expensive. This car uses too much gas. This airplane flight didn't come in on time. Or you have ruined my life. You know? Hello? There is really no one else in my life but me, so who is there to ruin it but me? But that is as we go on. So we're staying with to me. Whenever we're looking at some outside power as having some kind of control over ourselves, we are in the to me state of consciousness. And I got to tell you that I've been working on this stuff for almost 30 years. Almost 30 years. And I am still only one thought away from to me. It's always right around the corner. It's so tempting. It's so seductive that something is either going to be done to me, or we can translate it into metaphysical language, something is coming to me. There's still something outside of me that's coming to me. That something is it doesn't have to be a bad thing, but if there's some outside power that is going to give something to me, it's still separation and duality. And I am still in a position where I am powerless. And then if it comes through, that's great. And if it doesn't, boy, there's hell to pay. Because I'm in that lower state of consciousness, to me. The next state of consciousness, and that's where we come into in metaphysics and science of mind, is to say that life doesn't happen to you. That life is happening not to me, but by me. I'm creating my experience. I'm the one in charge of my life. It's my choices in life that create the experiences in life. And if I choose to clean up my thought process, to only speak that which I want to experience in life, to claim and affirm and do all of these things over and over again until I manifest that thing that I want in my life, I can have life happen by me. I can do it with my goals. I can set my intentions. I can choose to, instead of react, which is a to-me kind of experience in life, I can respond to my life. Because whatever happens, I'm at choice. And I can start noticing that the choices that I make create experiences in my life because it is happening by me. Breathe. You're all saying, well, yeah, that's where we're supposed to be, right? That's the second step. By me has actually a continuum. It starts off with willpower and forcing things to happen. One of the things that we talk about in Science of Mind classes is that Ernest Holmes said, if you finish a spiritual mind treatment and you're tired, you did it wrong. You're using your personal willpower instead of the power that is already. You're swimming upstream instead of going with the flow. But we can do that. And sometimes, you know, I still do it. It's like I was at the 9 o'clock celebration without my wedding ring because I couldn't find the box of jewelry that I took down to Florida with me. I looked through every suitcase, everything in the bedroom, on my bedroom now, which was quite orderly before the 9 o'clock celebration, now has piles of stuff that I have thrown out. And I knew there is no way I was going to move into that victim state of consciousness to me, which said I forgot to pack it. I've got it in some drawer in a hotel room on Miami Beach. It's gone forever. I was not going to do that. By me, I was going to make that box of jewelry show up. And I did. And I found it between celebrations, and here it is. I can do that. I still do that. But God, I was tired. I was tired. I was frustrated, but I was going to do it. Look, I was going to do it come hell or high water. I was going to do it. I was going to make that happen. And we can do that, and sometimes that is an excellent thing to do. Sometimes if you have a brush fire, the most important thing is to put the fire out. That's one end of the continuum, but then we start to get in touch with something else. Instead of wanting to create stuff, Like we come into Science of Mind and we find out we can have money, and most of us go, wow, I could have had a rich life. Okay, I'll do that. So we start creating money, we start creating cars, we start creating houses, we start creating jobs, we start creating people. Instead of staying there, though, we start to evolve. And we realize that if I can have anything that I want in life, I can have peace. I can have inner health. I can have freedom that is not about putting out brush fires. I can have fulfillment. I can start to be a part of something that is greater than by me. And one of the ways that we act that out is through this desire to contribute. How many of you are involved in any kind of service project? Here, there, anywhere. There's a point upon our spiritual path where we must contribute, where we can't keep it all into ourselves anymore. We have to be a part of something greater than we are. We have to give our energies to something that lifts us all up. And I think that that is the bridge that takes us from by me to I can have fulfillment, I can have freedom, I can respond in a healthy way, I can choose things that bring life forward in my life, and I can give myself to something greater than I am. That's the point that we make the bridge to the third level of consciousness, and that is through me. And I got to tell you, that's kind of where I'm dancing right now, because I have played a lot of years at by me, and I'm getting a little tired. It's not about a daily tired. It's about a lifetime tired of needing to do life different. And so the question that comes up for me is it okay with me for my life to get easier? And so I'll ask you that. Is it okay with you for your life to get easier? Is it okay with you for your life to get easier? All right, now I believe you. Then what I want you to know is that we're going to have to jump from by me to through me. And through me is that state where we know that there is a power that lifts us up, that we direct it, but we do not have to decide how the car runs. All we have to do is know how to turn the key and steer the wheel. We don't have to get in there and push the car. Now, if we really need the car to go from point A to point B and all we know how to do is to push it, it's better to push it than not. But pushing it is by me. And when we learn how to turn the key and to steer the steering wheel, then we are moving into this realm of through me. That there is a power within us. The Father within doeth the work. That we are open to this movement and this flow of energy. as it moves through us. There's a teaching in the Native American tradition that says, become as the hollow bone. Let go of everything and become as the hollow bone and allow spirit to play you, to blow through you, to move through you. And when we get in touch with that thing that says there is a higher... All right, we're into dualistic languaging. There's a higher good that is emerging through me. Then it doesn't matter if the picture looked like I thought it was going to look. You notice when I'm at by me, it's like, this is my creation, this is my affirmation, and it had better show up exactly this way, because I know that this is the way it's supposed to look, this is the color that it's supposed to be, make, model, gender, whatever. This is how it's supposed to be. And if it doesn't show up that way, how many of us have said, wow, what's wrong? What's wrong with my manifestation? It didn't look like I thought it was going to look. And when we move out of that by me that says this is the way it has to be because I'm controlling it, we even have spiritual control issues, I'm controlling it, to this idea that says there is a higher power that is moving through me. It's me. It's moving through me, and I may not consciously understand it totally, but I can feel it. And I know that there is something that is trying to be birthed in this experience. Sometimes what I'm learning is that we have to let something fall apart to let it come back together. And that falling apart stage is so tempting to jump back in there and say, by me, or to me, my gosh, I tried to do something different, and look, nothing happened, it all fell apart, it's all broken, Humpty Dumpty, down on the floor, 100 pieces, it's happening to me. Or the only way that this is going to work out, obviously, is for me to do it, to fix it, to make it happen, by me. Instead of stepping back and saying, there's something that is trying to be born in this moment. There's something that's trying to be birthed in this experience, and if I can step back for just a moment and not interfere in it and trust that there's a power moving through each one of us that is coming out to a greater good, then what will happen is we will have a demonstration and a manifestation greater than the thing that we thought was going to happen. God moves through us. Dualistic languaging, forgive me, just hang in there for one moment. What does Spirit want to do through me in this moment? You know, it's that very cute cliche that the Christians have of what would Jesus do? You know, what does God want to do right now through me? And can I step back for a moment long enough to allow something greater to show up even though it doesn't look like I thought it was going to look? And if I want to jump back into my fear, then it will be, this is happening to me. And if I want to jump back into by me, it will be, the only way this is ever going to work out is if I do it. There's something else going on. There's another level of consciousness that we can get to. That there is something coming through us. And it's about intentions, but it's not about limiting them in specifics to the point where our creation is limited by our own creative process. Now keep in mind that the only choices that we can make are made from the state of consciousness that we are in. And if we want to have any lasting change in our life, we have to change our state of consciousness. So if we're in a to-me state of consciousness, the only choices that we can make are based in to-me. People come to me and say, well, it's got to be black or white. No! It's not black or white. Well, they're either going to get me or I'm going to get them. Those are choices that we make based on a to-me state of consciousness. Or if we're at a by-me state of consciousness, well, I'm choosing to do this because the only way that it's going to happen is if I do it. If I do it in consciousness, if I do it with affirmation, if I do it with treatment work, God forbid we should reach out our hand and ask a practitioner to help us or a minister or just trust that there's something else happening in the universe. No, it's got to be by me. Those are the choices that we make. And when people come in to talk to me, I can tell by their questions exactly what's going on with them. Well, what should I do? Should I run away or should I kill them? Oh, let me see. Maybe we should change the state of consciousness. Maybe we should do something different in our lives. And then there's the fourth one. And one of the things that I love about myself is I don't try to put on spiritual airs. This one is not something that I dabble in. It is as me. It is the state of consciousness that is the enlightened state. It is the state of consciousness that is the Christ consciousness. Jesus achieved that. Buddha achieved that. Mother Teresa probably played with it. I'm not sure that anybody stays there, because I think that part of being in physical form is to be focused in this earth plane and life, and in that as me, I'm not sure that we're here at all. You know? It's like we're just out there. It's like God is, and so it is. Yeah. That's it. Where I am is moving from, yeah, by me to through me, to where I can feel that that thing is moving through me. Have you ever lost yourself in any moment? Cliff does it in his music. He looks around and the 12 hours have gone by. That's through me. There's something moving through us. People do it in any kind of activity that takes them out of themselves and connects them with something that is greater. There are times when I'm blessed to have that happen on stage. And people say, wow, what you said really touched me. And I'm honest enough with myself and them to say, that wasn't me. And it's a very humbling experience to know that there is something that is carrying us along through me. But still, I find I'm only one thought away from to me. And that it's always peeking around the corner at me, saying, come on. Come on, play with me. Don't you know that they just looked at you funny? Don't you know what they meant when they said that to you? Don't you know that this envelope from the bank can either be a bounced check or an error in your favor? Both of those which are to me's. And then there's the moving into the by me. And I think that I've done by me really well in my life. Done by me really well. I started at an early age. The only way I'm going to eat is by me. The only way I'm going to be safe is by me. And I learned that by me. But I got to tell you, there's something greater that calls to me. And it is a moment when we just lose ourselves. Most people only experience this type of moment at the point of orgasm. It is a time when the self is gone and we are in touch with something that is not of us, but is moving through us. And then it's over and we go, yeah, that was great. Back to by me. Back to me. But we want to move into through me. And the more that we stay in through me, the more that we can do something greater than we can do in to me and by me. And I totally, as in my highest wishes, in my heart of hearts, desire that we all at least occasionally touch that place of as me. To where we can actually get what we teach so often, that God in me is me as me, and that we can actually feel that, where we can actually get that what you are looking for, you are looking with, and you are looking at, that God is as you, to actually have that experience, that Spirit is made manifest in this world as us. And when we start getting more and more of an awareness of that, then I think it's incumbent upon us to look at where our choices are coming from. We say we want to choose peace. We want to choose health. We want to choose abundance. We want to choose love. Well, those choices, depending on which state of consciousness we are in, will be completely different choices. There's to me. When something's outside of us, it's either giving to us or taking away. It's still outside. There's by me, where it's happening by us. And we move from, okay, I'm going to create this thing, and now I'm going to create this thing, and I'm going to create this thing, and I'm going to create this thing, to, I could have had a peaceful life. I could have had fulfillment. I could have had love. I could have had forgiveness. I could have had joy. And as we move into that state, we want to become something more. We want to be a part of something more. And that bridge of giving ourselves to something greater than we are is what I believe carries us over to Through Me, where that energy of spirit lifts us up. And even though it may not look at all like we thought it was going to look, it is made manifest in a way greater than we ever thought it could. And maybe when we hang out at Through Me enough, we'll get the glimpses of As Me. That's when I believe one person changes the entire world, changes the entire consciousness of everyone on the planet. And that which we had thought was lost, or that which we had thought was ruined, we can now look at and see that it's quite here, and it's come back. A change of consciousness will change our world. Science of Mind teaches us to change your thinking, change your life. The other step of that is to change your life and change the world. The way that we do that is by changing our consciousness, by changing where we're coming from. And remember that any lasting change will only come from a change in consciousness, and the choices that you make can only come from the state of consciousness that you are in. And you are always one thought away from To Me. But you're also one thought away from By Me. And you're one thought away from Through Me. And we're one thought away from As Me. And so it is.